My grandma had a library. The books were on all four walls, shelves, floor, ceiling. She was a very well-read woman. She was an educated woman, university educated. But the thing about grandma was that she was very open to many things. And so she had a wide range of books. We could look at them. But she used to sit down and talk to me at least once or twice a week about books she liked. So I learned even as a little bitty child that what she liked is important. And then I have one other story, which I think makes reinforces it. My father died when he was 45. So I realized that my knowledge of my father has always been as no older than a teenager. And my father was a very well-read man. He read books, he and my mother read. They read different kinds of books. They sometimes thumbed their nose up at the other person's books, but that's what intelligent people do. It wasn't personal. I don't like that, but let me tell you something that's really good. But every evening, my father had a time for about 20 minutes for each of it, my brother, my sister, and me. Mine was after supper. And so we sat in the living room, and I sat on the corner of the couch with my every night, and I had a book from even from, you know, first grade on top. I can remember reading my father Babar. And but he never said to me, that's what not what that is, or this is. He'd always say, what are you looking at in the pictures there? What do you see? Tell me about them. And so he said, what do you see beyond it? I said, so, oh, Daddy, this is what Babar is doing, and therefore Celeste is doing. It's not in the book. I'm reading the book in my mind to him. That to me is my earliest recollection of collecting, is because you have these books, because I've been encouraged to have books. And so my father and my mother always said, my brother and sister and I, put your books on this shelf here, that way you can see them. So there was your mother, your father, your grandma, your uncle. So my collection was always with them. So to me, books are a natural part of myself.